This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Proxyn SR. Active ingredient, naproxen. This leaflet provides important information about using Proxyn SR. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Proxyn SR. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Proxyn SR? Proxyn SR contains the active ingredient naproxen. Proxyn SR belongs to a group of medicines called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. Proxyn SR is used to relieve pain and reduces inflammation, swelling, redness and soreness that may occur in different types of arthritis including rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis and ankylosing spondylitis. As the active ingredient in Proxyn SR is released slowly into the bloodstream during the day, the tablets are not suitable for use in conditions where rapid pain relief is needed, e.g. migraine attacks, or in conditions needing only short-term pain relief. Although Proxyn SR can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. Your doctor may have prescribed Proxyn SR for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions why Proxyn SR has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Proxyn SR? Warnings. Do not use Proxyn SR if you are allergic to naproxen, aspirin, or any other NSAID medicine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Many medicines used to treat headache, period pain and other aches and pains contain aspirin or NSAID medicines. If you are not sure if you are taking any of these medicines, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you are allergic to aspirin or NSAID medicines and use Proxyn SR, these symptoms may be severe. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to these medicines may include asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Hives, itching, or skin rash. Fainting. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. You are bleeding from the rectum, back passage, have black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. You currently have a peptic ulcer, i.e., stomach or duodenal ulcer, or have had peptic ulcers before. You have severe liver disease. You have recently had or are about to have heart bypass surgery. You are taking other medications which contain naproxen or naproxen sodium, e.g. naproxen, naprogesic, anaprox, or Inza. You have severe heart failure. You are in the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not give Proxyn SR to a child under the age of 2 years. The safety and effectiveness of Proxyn SR in children under 2 years of age has not been established. If you are not sure if you should start taking Proxyn SR, contact your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: heartburn, indigestion, stomach ulcers, or other stomach problems, vomiting blood, or bleeding from the back passage. Bowel or intestinal problems such as ulcerative colitis, kidney or liver disease, heart failure, high blood pressure or heart problems, swelling of the ankles or feet, a tendency to bleed or other blood problems such as anemia, currently have an infection. If you take Proxyn SR while you have an infection, the signs may be hidden, e.g. pain, fever. This may make you think, mistakenly, that you are better or that it is not serious. You plan to have surgery. Proxyn SR can prolong bleeding. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you take any Proxyn SR. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Proxyn SR may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. If it is necessary for you to take Proxyn SR, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking it during pregnancy. Proxyn SR may impair fertility and is not recommended in women attempting to conceive. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Proxyn SR passes into breast milk. The effect on the baby is not known. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Proxyn-SR and affect how it works. These include antacids, medicines used to treat heartburn and indigestion, aspirin, salicylates, or other NSAID medicines, cholestyramine, a medicine used to treat high cholesterol levels, diuretics, also called fluid or water tablets, lithium, a medicine used to treat some types of depression, probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout, phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy, methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some cancers, sucralfate, a medicine used to treat and prevent stomach ulcers, warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots, heparin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots, medicines used to treat high blood pressure including ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor antagonists and beta blockers, some medicines used to treat diabetes, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, also known as SSRIs, medicines used to treat some types of depression, steroids, medicines used to treat inflammation, zidovudine, a medicine used to treat HIV infection, sodium bicarbonate, a medicine used to treat stomach upset or ulcers. These medicines may be affected by Proxyn-SR, or may affect how well it works. You may need to take different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Proxyn-SR. How do I use Proxyn-SR? How much to take? Take Proxyn-SR exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Your doctor will tell you how many Proxyn-SR tablets to take each day. The usual dose is one tablet once a day. Follow the instructions provided and use Proxyn-SR until your doctor tells you to stop. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How to take Proxyn-SR. Swallow Proxyn-SR whole with a glass of water or milk. Do not chew them. When to take Proxyn-SR. Take the tablets with or straight after food with a full glass of water or milk. This may help reduce the possibility of an upset stomach. How long to take Proxyn-SR? Do not take Proxyn-SR for longer than your doctor says. If you are taking Proxyn-SR for arthritis, it will not cure your condition, but it should help to control pain, swelling and stiffness. If you have arthritis, Proxyn-SR should be taken every day for as long as your doctor prescribes. Ask your doctor if you are not sure how long to take Proxyn-SR for. If you forget to take Proxyn-SR, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then continue taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Proxyn-SR. If you take too much Proxyn-SR, you may experience drowsiness, pain, or tenderness in the stomach, stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, heartburn, indigestion, or cramps. If you think that you have used too much Proxyn-SR, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Proxyn-SR? Things you should do. Ask your doctor or pharmacist before you start taking any new medicines. Tell your doctor you are taking Proxyn-SR if you are going to have surgery. Tell your doctor or pharmacist before you start taking any new medicines. Tell your doctor you are taking Proxyn-SR if you are going to have any laboratory tests. Proxyn-SR can affect the results of some of these tests. Tell your doctor if you get an infection while using Proxyn-SR. Proxyn-SR may hide some of the signs of an infection and may make you think, mistakenly, that you're better or that it is not serious. Signs of an infection may include fever, pain, swelling and redness. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor, if you feel the tablets are not helping your condition. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking Proxyn SR. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Proxyn SR. Things you should not do. Do not give Proxyn SR to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Proxyn SR to treat other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Proxyn SR affects you. As with other NSAID medicines, Proxyn SR may cause dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people. If this occurs, do not drive. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, dizziness, or lightheadedness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack, until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they will not keep well. Keep the tablets in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not keep your tablets in the refrigerator. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. Proxyn SR helps most people with pain due to inflammation, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Gut-related. Stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, heartburn, indigestion, loss of appetite, constipation, diarrhea, pain in the stomach. Head-related. Dizziness, lightheadedness, headache, drowsiness, buzzing, or ringing in the ears, dry mouth, muscle-related, aching muscles, muscle tenderness, or weakness, not caused by exercise. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects of Proxyn SR are usually mild. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Head-related. Difficulty hearing, deafness. Severe or persistent headache. Skin-related. Yellowing of the skin. Bleeding-related. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Reddish or purplish blotches under the skin. Heart-related. Fast or irregular heartbeats, also called palpitations. Eye-related. Eye problems such as blurred vision. Yellowing of the eyes. Other. Unusual weight gain, swelling of ankles or legs. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal or gut-related. Vomiting blood, or what looks like coffee grounds. Bleeding from the back passage, rectum, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Head-related. Severe dizziness, spinning sensation. Pain-related. Severe pain, or tenderness in any part of the stomach. Allergic reaction-related. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing. Difficulty breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Sudden, or severe itching, skin rash, or hives. Fainting, seizures, or fits. Pain, or tightness in the chest. Flu-like symptoms with a rash on the face, then an extended rash with a high temperature, increased levels of liver enzymes seen in blood tests, and an increase in a type of white blood cell, eosinophilia, and enlarged lymph nodes. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. These very serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. Proxyn SR is not addictive. What Proxyn SR contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each Proxyn SR 750 tablet contains 750 mg naproxen. Each Proxyn SR 1000 tablet contains 1000 mg naproxen. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. High promolose. Magnesium stearate, 470. The color, sunset yellow. Potential allergens. Proxyn SR tablets does not contain sucrose, tartrazine, or any other azodis. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Proxyn SR looks like. Proxyn SR tablets are available in two strengths. Proxyn SR 750 is a peach-colored oval tablet marked NPRSR 750 on one side, OSTAR 2-5-9-1-1-3. Proxyn SR 1000 is a peach-colored oval tablet marked NPRSR 1000 on one side, OSTAR 2-5-9-1-1-2. Proxyn SR 750 and 1000 come in blister packs of 28 tablets. Who distributes Proxyn SR? Proxyn SR is supplied in Australia by Clinic Pty Limited, 120 to 132 Atlantic Drive, Keysborough, Victoria 3173, Australia. Customer inquiries: 1-800-899-005. Sponsor: Atnas Pharma Australia Pty Limited, Level 10, Tencelli Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000, Australia. This leaflet was prepared June 2023.